Marionette News. I'm Jason Taylor. An endangered person advisory continues for four-year-old Grayson Darnell, who was taken from her custodial grandparents' home in western Missouri's Warsaw Sunday by her non-custodial mother. A witness says she may have seen the two yesterday in mid-Missouri's Russellville. A Boonville woman in mid-Missouri has admitted to stealing more than $18,000 from a union representing Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital employees. Victoria Sharp pleaded guilty to federal bank fraud this month, admitting she forged paychecks for herself over 2 years. A criminal investigation has been launched into the duck boat mishap near Branson that killed 17 out of 31 aboard and has triggered two lawsuits. Bill Wise reports.
Mary Compton of Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley's office confirmed to MissouriNet that a probe is underway over the accident in which a duck boat sank while taking on four-foot-high waves during hurricane-force winds July 19th on Table Rock Lake. Compton said the state is working with investigators to determine if criminal charges should be brought under the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act. The half-century-old law that prohibits deceptive and unfair practices in business is also cited in one of nine counts in a $100 million lawsuit filed against the duck boat operators Sunday in federal court in Kansas City. That suit was brought by attorneys representing the estates of two members of the Rose Coleman family, who were among nine relatives who died in the tragedy. Among other things, the federal filing alleges shortcomings and deliberate oversights led to the mishap. Compton didn't specify to MissouriNet what practices or actions the Attorney General's office was probing under the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act. Meanwhile, a separate civil lawsuit was filed Monday in Taney County by three daughters of a couple that drowned when the duck boat sank.
The new U.S. Attorney for Missouri's Western District says Kansas City has a higher murder rate than Chicago. Tom Garrison says prosecutors have worked with Kansas City police to identify a targeted enforcement area.
Some of the worst neighborhoods in Kansas City where we're having the bulk of those offenses committed, and trying to identify the worst of the worst offenders.
An Ashland woman in mid-Missouri has died after a car she was in went off a major highway. The State Highway Patrol says 50-year-old Jessica Sage died after a car being driven by her 15-year-old daughter flipped and landed on the bottom of a creek. The daughter has moderate injuries. Missouri Republican U.S. Senate candidate Austin Peterson says he's received several death threats since announcing a giveaway of a machine that makes unserialized guns. During a podcast on MissouriNet affiliate KZRG in Joplin, Peterson says the threat made on social media includes hoping he gets shot in the face and his head blown off.
Just because I'm giving away a little milling machine, what are people upset about? It's a lathe and a drill. Well, just because they call it the Ghost Gunner 2, just because you can manufacture your own AR-15s without a serial number, which is perfectly legal.
Peterson's campaign has not contacted law enforcement to investigate the threats. He's a long shot in next Tuesday's Republican U.S. Senate primary. Springfield Public Schools says it's hoping to hire at least 50 employees before the first day of classes August 15th. This is MissouriNet.